This is the Composer's Datebook for April 25th. I'm John Zeck. If you were like Doctor Who with his TARDIS and a piano fan to boot, you might set your time machine for Paris, April 25th, 1841. That's when an all-Beethoven concert was given at the Salle Erard to raise funds for the proposed Beethoven Monument in Bonn, the late composer's birthplace. Franz Liszt was the soloist in Beethoven's Emperor Concerto, conducted by Hector Berlioz on that day. About a month earlier, Liszt had dazzled Paris with the premiere of his new piano fantasia on themes from the popular opera Robert the Devil by Giacomo Meyerbeer. So as Liszt walked on stage with the entire orchestra in place, all ready for Beethoven's concerto, the audience clamored loudly for a repeat performance. They made such a racket that Berlioz and the orchestra had no choice but to sit idly by until Liszt first encored his fantasia. In the audience was a 27-year-old German named Richard Wagner, reviewing the concert for a Dresden newspaper. Wagner was outraged that the Beethoven was put on hold for Liszt's flashy solo. "Someday," fumed Wagner, "Liszt in heaven will be summoned to play his fantasy on the devil before the assembled company of angels." We're not sure if Wagner attended a concert the following day at the Salle Pleyel, but any modern-day time traveler would probably want to stick around to hear Frédéric Chopin give one of his rare Parisian recitals, performing, among other works, his own F major ballade. Composer's Datebook is supported by Progressive Insurance, small business protection for more than vehicles, with specialized coverages to protect against financial loss. More at progressivecommercial.com. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.